Now, of the chemicals floating up there that are able to react, the gases like nitrogen and oxygen are really pretty unreactive. Remember, in first year we focused in on nitrogen in a bit of detail, looking at why we need catalysts to break it apart. Even though it's got a very strong bond, the activation energy to break that bond is extremely large. The reactive beast in the atmosphere is not oxygen, even though that's got a double bond and we might think it's an oxidative chemical. Hydroxyl is our main reactive chemical. Now, the concentration that we can measure in the troposphere is 10 to the minus 5 of a part per billion by volume. So this is an ultra-trace chemical in terms of measuring it, and it's because it's a radical. As soon as this thing forms, it smacks into any other neighbour and immediately reacts with it. There's hardly anything in the troposphere except for nitrogen, oxygen that it won't react with. So here we've got the formation of the hydroxyl. The water molecule is impacted on by a O star, and the O star is saying a singlet state for oxygen. Now, we don't need to worry at the moment too much about the singlet state. If I wanted to do a proper treatment of it, I have to jump back to quantum mechanics, which the only one that I'm aware that has done it is Josie. And have you done any of that, Ollie, at all? No. Okay. That's why I'm giving up on that now. Okay, and Josie's very happy about that as well. So this is an excited state in terms of the electronic situation for oxygen. And when that excited state of oxygen bumps into a molecule of water, we end up with two hydroxyl radicals. Now, the formation of that excited state of oxygen involves ozone reacting with a photon to form an excited state of oxygen and a singlet oxygen. Now, we have a maximum concentration of ozone in the stratosphere. Doesn't mean we have no ozone formation in the troposphere. We've definitely got ozone formation. In a city, we have massive ozone formation events, which are smog. So ozone is around, so that's how we can invoke it in this sort of case. Some other chemicals involved will be nitric oxide, nitrogen dioxide, we saw how they were related before, and nitrogen and oxygen.